Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jennifer Friel. I'm a partner at Jackson Walker, and I will be the presiding officer this afternoon as we tackle some really interesting topics. We've got a great panel of judges here. We're going to see what the U.S. Supreme Court has been up to, what the Fifth Circuit has been up to, and finish with a really fun interactive AI panel. So we can all be on this fun ride together. And as has been said previously, we do have an opportunity for folks to ask questions. And for folks watching online, you can submit those questions, and I'll have a little iPad up here where I can read those out to any panelist for whom you have a question. Jumping right into this next panel on it's just called the District Court Judges Panel, but I know we're going to touch a lot of topics about what they want to hear from appellate counsel. When appellate counsel is in the courtroom trying to preserve the record, what do our esteemed judges have to say to us to make us be better at our jobs? So moderating this panel, immediately to my left here, we have Jessica Barger, who is a named partner at Wright Close and Barger. And like many of the folks who have already presented, she is board certified in civil appellate law. In addition to that, she's a super lawyer, a best lawyer, and one of the top 100 female lawyers in appellate law in the state of Texas. She's also been appointed by the Texas Supreme Court to serve on the Texas Board of Disciplinary Appeals. So very well suited to lead this panel. We also have Judge Rose Guerra Reyna, and she is was born and raised in the Rio Grande Valley. She was elected to serve as judge of the 206th Judicial District Court in Hidalgo County. This is a court of general jurisdiction, which I give you big props. You hear everything. So definitely want to hear your thoughts because you've seen a lot, I'm sure, in your tenure hearing civil cases, family law cases, criminal cases, and juvenile cases. We also have Judge Tonya Parker, who is the presiding judge of the 116th Judicial Court in Dallas. She is also on the ballot to be on the 5th District Court of Appeals in this current cycle, and she's been a judge since 2011. And then we finally have Judge Deshea Rogers, who's Don Deshea Rogers. Sorry, missed that. So nice to have you here today. She's with the 334th Civil District Court in Harris County, Texas. So a great panel here, lots of experience, and we're going to just jump right in to Jessica's questions for these folks. Thanks.
Absolutely. First, I want to thank these guys for being here today from all over the state to share with us their experience of appellate counsel in their court, the effective uses of appellate counsel in the court, and I'm going to divide this into three topics. We're going to go pretrial, trial, post-trial, and then some general questions. I think we're going to just jump right into pretrial procedure in the courts. Judge Parker, how do you handle pretrial procedure? How do you like to handle it? How do you think it's effective? And do you like to see appellate counsel involved?
Yes. Thank you so much for the invitation. And I want to start by just telling you that my expectation when appellate counsel is in the courtroom is that appellate counsel has come to make the process more efficient, to focus on the law, to be dispassionate about all the salacious things that might be interesting to talk about, but they are not necessarily going to be useful or important to the claims and defenses that are at issue in the case. And so I'm always excited to see appellate counsel in the courtroom, and pretrial is exactly the place where I think it's appropriate for counsel to show up. So this panel is about how effective use of appellate counsel in the trial court, not just at trial, but in the trial court. And so when we talk about pretrial motions where I really appreciate having appellate counsel present, certainly it would include Dawbert Robinson motions and making sure that we have a complete record that is succinct. There's a temptation for counsel to sometimes throw everything in the kitchen sink in there. But again, because the expectation is that appellate counsel comes in and zero ins on what is important and pertinent to the claims and defenses and the elements that are involved in the case, I always appreciate the presentation that is put together in terms of Dawbert Robinson motions and responses, and particularly responses, because it's the burden is on the party who is the proponent of the expert to demonstrate their qualifications, the reliability and methodology that supports their opinions. And so for appellate counsel to come in and be able to really get the court focused on that in a very succinct and bulleted manner is something I appreciate. Another way that I like to see counsel used prior to trial, appellate counsel, is with motions for summary judgment, where you get the opportunity to raise with the court issues that we are likely going to deal with in the charge. You may file the motion and know we're not going to win this motion, but we're going to get an opportunity to get in front of the judge and talk about this issue.